DNR Wetland Habitat Specialist Jason Fleener says for the second year in a row, the wild rice crop is well below average.
So last year was notably a poor season, and this year is really no different. Overall, in the northwest, in the Polk, Burnett, Washburn County region, rice is faring a little bit better, but generally below average, whereas in the northeast, in the Vilas Oneida area, we're seeing some pretty poor crops this year.
Fleener says our wet spring hurt the crop.
But overall, what we saw this year was some pretty heavy rainfall events early in the growing season, and that really impacts rice growth. So where we're seeing high waters, where we're seeing very sparse or no rice at all.
Fleener says in general, rice is maturing later than usual on most lakes, so harvesting later is better to ensure more rice falling into the lakes as seed and better rice for eating. One twist in the law is while wild rice in lakes is covered under the public trust doctrine and open to the public, rice grown along rivers and flowages could be on private property and permission would be needed to harvest. Harvest regulations are different whether the water body is within the Chippewa Indian ceded territories in off-reservation areas. A comprehensive look at wild ricing in Wisconsin is available at the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission's webpage, Off-Reservation Wild Rice Management. The DNR also has a webpage on wild rice at its website and using the search box feature. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.